So I guess we can start the second session. There will also be some time at the end of this session for you to ask questions before we break for lunch for about an hour. This second session is about building synergy between business innovation and community engagement, and I have no doubt that we're going to carry on the excellence that we had with our first panel. Our first speaker is PK Jha. He is a senior advisor, technical advisor with Suba International. So please welcome PK Jha.
Thank you, sir. Good morning, everybody. I am working as a technical advisor in Suba International Social Organization, Delhi. The organization is dealing with two major problems. Of course, first is sanitation. In India, we have still not more than 55% sanitation coverage. And the second most unique problem that we are facing is manual scavenging of human skitter. There are certain groups of people from lowest socioeconomic strata of the society. They clean human skitter manually from others' toilet. Still, they are cleaning. The reason, of course, one is a social cause, lack of awareness, and another is equally important, is a lack of affordable sanitation technologies. The objective of the organization is, organization was founded by Dr. Patak way back in 1970 with the objective of liberation of those scavengers from such inhuman practice of cleaning manual handling of a skitter. And after they are liberated, the question was their rehabilitation, socio-economic upgradation. And that's our social business. It's a major challenge to how to upgrade them and make them in the main stream of the society without any financial burden on them. I will be presenting papers on our social aspect. That open defecation. In India, still there are 650 million population, they go to defecation in open. It is the highest in the world. Next to India is Indonesia. There are only 53 million. We are far away. This is scavengers, they manually clean bucket privilege. They scroll into bucket privilege, then take out a human skitter and dispose it off without such inhuman practices is still going on. As per data available, there are still 150,000 such scavengers in India. When Sula was founded in 1970, number of scavengers was 35 million. Now it is 150,000. The reason we can say there are several reasons or such low sanitation coverage. There are insufficient motivation, that is perhaps the most important reason, and awareness of people. Lack of affordable sanitation technology, non-availability of choice of design of toilets, and lack of area-specific design. The important point at that time was there was only two systems of waste disposal available. One was sewerage and other was septic tank. There are still. But these two systems are not affordable to common people. In India, we have more than 5,000 towns, and we have only 230 towns of sewer system. They're too partially. Septic tank, again, it is very high costly. Then Dr. Patak developed the technology of two-pit pore flush toilet technology, that composting they to call it. It is eco-friendly and socio-culturally unacceptable. The cost of the system is, it varies from $20 to $1,000. There are two pits. The pits are alternately used. Capacity of each pit is normally for 3 years, but can be made for 5 years or 10 years. Size of the pit depends upon number of users of a family. For five users, the size of the pit is 1 meter dia and 1 meter depth only. The pits are covered, airtightly covered. One pit is filled in 3 years, and the next pit is unused. By the time next pit gets filled in, the contents of the first pit turns into manure. It is a completely pathogen-free and odorless manure that can be taken out by the beneficiary and used for agriculture purpose. Since the manure is taken by the beneficiary, it does not require scavengers to clean peat. There are different models. The purpose was to make this system economically affordable to all the economic groups of people. We have altogether 14 models, 14 models, and different locations at public places. And people select as per their economic capability, and they construct it. Either they construct themselves, or they offer Sulabh to construct it. Depending upon the availability of space, the design vary. It can be rectangular or circular or linear as per the availability of space. Now I will show, once the scavengers were liberated through this technology, then problem was how to rehabilitate them. That is a social business. But before that, I will show some slides on public toilets. In slum areas, normally, people don't have a space to have their own toilets. They still go for the defecation in open. The poor slum areas or public places, Dr. Pathak developed that concept of pay and use basis of public toilet way back in 1974. And this is most suitable for slum areas, buses and public places like that. And since it is a pay and use basis, all the toilets are self-sustained if it is taken in combination. All the toilets individually may or may not be self-sustained. It depends upon the location of the toilet. If it is in slum area, it may be not self-sustained, but at public places, we have economic return from public places. But then we have cross-subsidy from one point to another point. And altogether, we are maintaining more than 7,500 such toilets in India. And altogether, we have surplus money out of it. And that surplus money, we provide for the social development and social business that I will show. This is a particular, this toilet, it is not a hotel, it is a public toilet, built by Sulabh in Maharashtra, Shirdi. It has 240 WCs. And location is near a pilgrimage site where more than 5,000 people visit daily. And this is self-sustained, of course. The important feature of this public toilet is not only the defecation of dignity with privacy. It is self. It has helped eliminate social stigma because it has employment generation. It has offloaded the financial burden on municipality for the maintenance of society, maintenance of sanitation, because we undertake the maintenance guarantee of the whole system for 30 years. That's important. Then community participation. Women are the most sufferer due to bad sanitation. They have to go for defecation in open, in night, after, before sunrise or after sunset. That's more important. And there is dropout rate of school children, particularly girl children, is higher. Then we, and our participation, our community development, we try to incorporate women more. Then we provide community training. That will show you. Those liberated scavengers, after the Sulabh construction of a pit toilet, those scavengers are provided the training in some market-oriented different trades, like tailoring, or motor driving, and dress designing, and beauty care. And they are free of cost. Our training is for 2 years. After they are trained, they are provided certificate by the ITI, Industrial Training Institute, in Delhi or India. And they provide certificate, and after having certificate, they are mostly self-employed. For the wards of a scavenger, children of a scavenger, Sulabh is providing free education. We have quality education up to 10th, nursery KG to up to 10th standard. There are schools. These schools are approved by the CBSE, Central Board of Secondary Education, Government of India. And the quality education is there. Again, it is free. Then money we have from public toilets, that money is used for the development of the education, providing education. Again, rehabilitation, this training program with Dr. Patrak. The proceeding is a continuous. It is going on since 2003, this particular program. There is one training center, we call it Nai Disha. Nai Disha is a Hindi name, and English it is New Direction. The new direction for the scavengers, they are providing training. We provide training to them in different vocational trades. Purpose is that unless they are economically self-sustained, they may go back to their old profession. That's why. And we provide a stipend up to 2,200 per month. And this money is from the same, our 12 complexes. And literacy program for adult scavengers, previous, not scavengers, though initially for them, their literacy program that we are carrying. Then social interaction. Then whenever we provide this stipend, it is through the bank, through the check. They are able to sign their name and go to bank, then have a stipend. That's important. Otherwise, previously, they have to only thumbstump. Social interaction. In Delhi, that we have done, and they have taken into a good restaurant. Those restaurants, like five-star hotels, they were not supposed to enter the gate of those hotels. And Dr. Patrak did it. They took all the scavengers to the same five-star hotel and have a lunch and dinner with other people to make them realize that they are in the mainstream of the society. And our president, Prathibha Devi Singh Patel, she is honoring one relieved scavenger. She is Usha Chan Chaumar. She is with the president. Similarly, some scavengers, they came from New York. They met with our Prime Minister, Manmohan Singh, with Dr. Patrak and his wife. And this was the how Prime Minister and President, they are eager to relieve this inhuman practice in India and without any financial burden to them. That's important. Last year, we organized the World Toilet Summit in 2007, again. And this World Toilet Summit was co-chaired by relieved scavenger with Mr. Abdul Kalam, who was ex-president of India. These activities were there. We want to take them in the mainstream of the society. They are not far away from the society. In New York, we organized World Toilet Summit. We organized one function, and it was with model with scavengers. This is a renowned model in India, and they are on the ramp with scavengers. Prince of Orange, again, Netherlands. He was invited in the during World Toilet Summit, and he is with relieved scavengers. Then mission sanitation, there was one program in United Nations last year, and Sulav was invited. And during that program, all 50 scavengers, they were taken from Delhi to New York. Of course, that is some photographs. And in the mission sanitation, it is some activity in New York. Again, fulfilling Mahatma Gandhi's dream, Mr. B.J. Nambiar, he is a chief of the cabinet of the executive officer in Secretary General in New York. And he is with scavengers with Dr. Patrak in New York. UN building. Finally, they went to this Statue of Liberty as if they know we are relieved. And it shows their mental status and, of course, physical also, economical also. No, there are in India still there are some temples that are not, scavengers are not allowed to enter into that temple because they are the lowest group of people. The Dr. Patrak himself took them to the temple and they were allowed to have a worship and in the temple. And this priest, he was initially, he was dead against to entering scavengers into the temple. No, they are offering prasad and prasad. No, he is convinced, no, you are the right person, you can come into the temple. But all these are our efforts and social mobilization and everything. Mr. Gandhi, he is a grandson of our father of nation, Mahatma Gandhi. He has lunch with the Relieved Scavengers with Dr. Pathak. Then we have even Museum of Toilets. We might have heard several museums, but not Museum of Toilets. Dr. Pathak has established it, and this museum has information right from 2500 BC to till date on sanitation. There are different models. One important point that I could not find the answer. During Indus Valley Civilization, there is information that drainage system and toilet system was available at the time, 2500 BC. Then how there came to offend defecation, it is a question of big question. There is no answer still, we don't have. In 2000 BC, the system was, sewerage was available. There's such information we have in our museum. Lot of people from different countries, they visit Sulab, they have some information. Thank you very much.